From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Casablanca Capital triumphed on Tuesday of this week in its proxy battle with Cliffs Natural Resources, putting the hedge fund in a position to replace Cliffs' chief executive and sell off underperforming assets. Shareholders of Cleveland-based Cliffs voted onto the company's board all six nominees put forward by Casablanca. That means they will make up a majority of the 11-person board. The Duluth News Tribune quotes Cliffs CEO Gary Halverson as saying that because of the contested nature of the elections, the results would not be announced until the next three business days. Shares in Cliffs, a producer of iron ore and metallurgical coal, jumped as much as 10.4% to $18.33 on the New York Stock Exchange. Cliffs is a major player in Minnesota's taconite iron ore business and among the largest employers in northeastern Minnesota. The company owns United Taconite in Eveleth and North Shore Mining in Silver Bay and Babbitt, and is part owner and operates Hibbing Taconite. It also owns and operates the Tilden Empire operations in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, along with iron ore mines in Canada and Australia and several coal mines in the U.S. and abroad. Casablanca began a proxy fight in March against Cliffs, of which it owns 5.2%, accusing the company of destroying shareholder value through an ill-conceived expansion strategy. Other than naming a new CEO immediately, Casablanca will probably pursue the sale of three of Cliffs' four operating segments: its Asia-Pacific iron ore business, its Eastern Canadian iron ore operations, and its North American coal unit. Less than 24 hours after he was found guilty on two counts of fourth-degree sexual misconduct stemming from his relationship with a 17-year-old girl, Cook County Attorney Tim Scannell apologized to the girl and her family on Saturday of last week in a prepared statement emailed to the news media. In his statement, Scannell apologized to the girl, her family, and to his own family and supportive friends. In closing, he wrote, quote, "I have done wrong. I take full responsibility for those mistakes and the pain that resulted. I hope some of you can forgive me someday," unquote. The conviction came last Friday from a Duluth jury of 9 men and 3 women following 9 hours of deliberation over 2 days. Scannell, who is 48, was released without bail and is scheduled to be sentenced on the 26th of September. The Duluth News Tribune reports Special Prosecutor Tom Heffelfinger said the apology is inconsistent with the testimony he gave during the trial. Joe Tamburino, the attorney who defended Scannell, said he doesn't feel the apology is inconsistent with his client's testimony, rather, in his words, an evolution of thought. The county board set a special public meeting for 8:30 this Thursday. The board is seeking legal counsel as to how it may proceed. Also in question is Scannell's career in law. According to the Office of Lawyers' Professional Responsibility, felonies don't always result in disbarment, though Scannell's behavior likely warrants punishment. And the Cook County Board of Commissioners voted unanimously on Thursday morning to remove County Attorney Tim Scannell from office 6 days after his conviction. The Duluth News Tribune reports the board made the decision at a special 8:30 a.m. meeting at the Cook County Courthouse. The vote came following discussion with attorney Diane Ebert, who was hired by the county to advise the board on the Scannell matter. Ebert advised board members that case law and precedent support Scannell's removal by commissioners. Assistant County Attorney Molly Hicken was appointed as Scannell's successor. Scannell's term was set to expire at the end of the year, and he is not seeking re-election. And he was not in attendance at the meeting. A Duluth ski jump is set to come down after 90 years in the air. City officials said at a meeting this week they'll demolish two ski jumps at Chester Bowl Park in August. They say the rotting jumps are in disrepair and are a liability. Big Chester Bowl Ski Jump was built in 1924 and Little Chester around 1970. The lower portions of both jumps were torn down in 2011 to prevent people from climbing on them. A new ski run will take the jump's place as early as this winter. The city will also create a memorial to Big and Little Chester set for completion in early 2016. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.